Iran says several arrests have been made over the downing of a Ukraine Airlines passenger jet. The nation's president, meanwhile, has distanced himself from the initial cover-up that an Iranian missile had shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. His Middle East correspondent, Adam Harvey.
The outrage continues in Iran over the shooting down of Ukraine Airlines Flight 752 and over the lies that followed. The nation's leaders clearly want to show that they're finally doing something. Golhossein Esmaili speaks for Iran's judiciary. Some people have been arrested and the case is in its preliminary stages. Around 72 hours have passed from the moment we started our judicial work. Iran has so far focused blame on a Revolutionary Guards missile defence unit that misidentified the passenger plane as a cruise missile. It took 2 days for the government to admit what had happened. At first, Iran blamed mechanical issues until it became obvious that an anti-aircraft missile had hit the plane. Protests in Tehran and other cities that began on Saturday night have focused on the regime's lies. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has come out to say the cover-up wasn't his fault. As soon as I discovered the crash was not normal and ordinary, I put in a lot of effort to shorten the investigation so that we know exactly how the plane crashed. It was a very painful and unforgivable error, and I immediately ordered the people in charge to inform the people. He said those responsible will be punished and has implied there may even be some kind of open trial. The judiciary should form a special court with a high-ranking judge and tens of experts. This is not an ordinary case. All the world will be watching this case of ours. At least 30 protesters have so far been arrested, which is fairly tolerant by Iranian standards. Crackdowns on anti-government protests in November killed an estimated 1,500 people. Iran's leaders are also under pressure over the nation's abandonment of a key part of the nuclear deal with the West. European nations say they'll consider ditching the deal entirely and crafting a new, broader one that focuses not just on Iran's nuclear ambitions, but also on its aggression in the Middle East, in nations like Iraq, Syria and Yemen. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab defended accusations that he's blindly following the lead of the US president.
In fact, it's not just President Trump, but also President Macron, who have argued for a broader deal with Iran, which first of all addresses some of the defects in the JCPOA, which is not a perfect deal, but is, in our view, the best deal we've got on the table as of now. And secondly, would address the wider concerns that the US and many other states, including the United Kingdom, have about Iran's broader destabilising activities in the region.
Iran announced it was abandoning limitations on uranium enrichment after the US killed its top general, Qasem Soleimani. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.